24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Much is being made about President Trump's tax cuts and who will actually benefit from them. Jim Engel is the CEO of Aquesta. Engel talks about the growth of his company and why he gave all his employees a bonus.
We would not have grown from basically a concept 11 years ago to $400 million today without just great employees. And because of that, when the Tax Reform Act was passed, we wanted to share those benefits with our employees.
Aquesta Bank is a bank based in Wilmington, North Carolina, with 11 different branches. President Donald Trump today defended his mental stability by calling himself on Twitter a, quote, a very stable genius. Now, he's defending himself from a book that came out Friday, which cites many unnamed sources in the White House where President Trump's mental capacity and mental fitness are called into question. Finally, today, this year's Golden Globe Awards were dominated by one topic, sexual harassment against women, and it's unlikely to disappear from the national conversation. This is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, tastes great and lasts for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
2017 was a big year for weather disasters. Here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens with the details.
Weather disasters are classified as an event with losses exceeding $1 billion. Adam Smith, an economist at NOAA's National Center for Environmental Information, tells us the nation experienced a record-breaking 16 last year.
There were 16 such disasters across the United States in 2017. The cumulative impact of these 16 events exceed $300 billion in damage, which is a new U.S. annual record.
The nation's average annual temperature was up 2.6 degrees. Degrees Fahrenheit. I'm John Clemens.
A burger chain is looking to get real. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
McDonald's is testing fresh beef in a new burger that it's calling the Arch Burger. For now, they're conducting the testing in just 7 restaurants in the Tulsa, Oklahoma market, but it's the latest move by the chain to switch from frozen beef to fresh. In seeking to up its image in recent years, McDonald's has cut artificial preservatives from its chicken McNuggets, and it switched to a lower sugar apple juice in its Happy Meals.
Regular season ratings for the NFL were down 2 consecutive years. Former coach Lou Holtz shares what he thinks people want to see when they tune in to watch football on Sunday.
We want to see the free society work. There's nothing about politics. There's nothing with the officials. It's all about who's going to be the most productive.
And in a developing story, a U.S. judge in Nevada dismisses all charges against Cliven Bundy and his 2 sons. This is USA Radio News.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, the current temperature is 28 degrees here in Flemington, and we've got some precipitation coming down. It looks like we have a winter weather advisory that is in effect for this evening. Sleet is likely throughout the drive on the way home. Snow possible, but that'll be a mix with freezing rain as well. Snow will continue through the early evening hours, and then we will be kind of see some clearing tomorrow morning. Start to warm up on the trend there. A high tomorrow of 38. And believe it or not, we're going to be in a warm stretch right through Friday. Temperatures creeping up to 50. Stay tuned for 100 in Healthcare here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, welcome back to 100 in Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan with the 100 County Chamber of Commerce, filling in today for Larry Cartwright here on the 100 in Medical Center show. Larry has the week off. I believe he is off to sunny Cancun as of yesterday. So we wish Larry all the best and a very happy new year to all of our listeners. Want to welcome here in our studios today from the 100 in Healthcare System, Kristen Koprowski. Did I say that right, Kristen?
Yes, you did. Thank you, Chris.
Excellent. Well, happy new year to you, and thank you for coming by 100 in Chamber Radio, and we're going to have a great show this afternoon.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're excited. I shared earlier this morning on my show, which is Chamber in Action every Monday, we now have gone over to Facebook Live on some of our shows. So we're streaming here on Facebook Live, and you can always catch us at WHCRDB as well, 100 in Chamber Radio. And within 24 hours, all of our shows on 100 in Chamber Radio are converted over into a podcast that can be found on the 100inchamber.com website. So we, again, thank you for taking some time to be with us. And I believe we're going to talk a little bit this afternoon about genetic testing and counseling, which is your background. Maybe we could start out by sharing with our guests a little bit about your background and role at 100 in Healthcare.
Sure. So I am a licensed genetic counselor with the Family Risk Assessment Program at 100 in Medical Center. Personally, my background comes from various different areas of genetics. I've done a little bit of pediatric and adult medical genetics, some cancer genetics, prenatal counseling, infertility, metabolics, kind of you name it. I've done a little bit of everything. But ultimately, my biggest interest so far has always been in oncology genetics. And so my role at 100 in Healthcare is to help counsel people about their cancer risks and how they can address those risks. And a lot of that does come from genetic assessment of their family and of their DNA and their genetic makeup.
So I guess as science and medicine has continued to grow, expand, and advance, this role of genetics and genetic testing seems like it's a fairly new field. Is that accurate?
It's a relatively young field.
Okay.
Genetic counseling, I would say, started to really gain traction as a profession probably around the 1980s.
Okay.
And it started out really in the prenatal realm to counsel women who are pregnant or planning a pregnancy about their risk to have a child with a genetic disease.
Okay.
But it's really evolved and transformed over the years to encompass a number of different areas, many of which I've just named. And it's really even evolving now more towards the genetics of healthy people and prevention and preventative care.
So in your role, I gather then there's a lot of interface with various doctors and specialties within the healthcare system.
Absolutely. We have a multidisciplinary approach to care at 100 in general. So we do work hand in hand with physicians, social workers, dietitians, you name it.
Okay. I know specifically 100 in Healthcare has a program and it's around doing a family risk assessment. So maybe that's something we could share with our listeners and kind of walk through, you know, what that does and even walk us through the process, how the assessment works.
Sure. So I would say there's generally two main groups of people who might come in to meet with us in the Family Risk Assessment Program. The first group would be people who have been diagnosed with cancer themselves, and who may or may not have cancer in their family as well. And when we meet with those people, we're in part looking for an explanation for why their cancer happened, but we're also helping them to understand, are they at risk to develop another cancer down the road, and could their family members have a higher than average risk of cancer? The second group that we would meet with might be people who have never had a cancer diagnosis personally, but do have a strong history in their family. Okay. And that's more of just entirely prevention, trying to figure out what is their risk in the first place, and how do we address that risk with screening, prevention, early detection measures.
And are there certain tests that are done above and beyond the tests that are, you know, normally administered by a specialist or an oncologist?
So in our program, we evaluate the need for genetic testing.
Okay.
And not everyone who meets with us will need genetic testing, but I would say many of the people referred to us are appropriate for it. And so our goal is to discuss what tests might be appropriate, what will that test tell you about your genetic risk for cancer, and also, equally importantly, what are the limitations of that test and what can't it tell you? And one really important thing to remember is that this is not a test for cancer, but it's helping us to understand risk for cancer. So if we find a genetic risk, there may be other screening tests that a doctor would order for that person down the road to help detect cancer.
Is this something that's typically restricted just to adults, or is it something that spans, you know, from children, adolescents, and through adults?
So here at Hunterdon, we primarily meet with adults.
Okay.
Most of the time with hereditary cancers, they are what we would consider adult onset conditions. So most of the conditions we test for don't have any risks that present early in childhood. There are some exceptions to that. So in those cases, we may involve children as part of that family evaluation. But there are some other centers in other parts of New Jersey and the U.S. that do specialize in pediatric oncology, which is a little bit of a different situation.
I guess in terms of, you know, the testing itself, is it something that, can really give insight? You talked a little bit about, you know, again, being referred if you were already diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. If you weren't but had a family history, I'm not questioning the accuracy of it, but I'm sure that goes through patients' minds, you know, in terms of, you know, if they're going to use this as a preventative, measure, especially if there is a known family history. How do you work that through or talk that through with the individual patients?
Well, generally in the beginning of the conversation with someone, I try to give a little bit of perspective and point out that genetics is a risk factor for cancer just like so many other things.
Okay.
So, for example, healthy lifestyle, healthy diet and exercise habits will lower your risk for cancer, but someone who maybe doesn't keep up with those habits as well might have an increased risk. Someone who's exposed to sunlight without use of sunscreen, someone who has a smoking habit or higher than average alcohol use might have an increased risk for cancer as well. So genetics is just one of many pieces in this puzzle, and it's not the ultimate answer, but it's one thing that we can look at to help piece all of those things together.
Well, I know, and we're getting ready for our first break here this morning. So if you're just, or this afternoon, if you're just joining us here, we're here on the Hunterdon Medical Center show, which comes to us every Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Usually Larry Cartwright is our host, and this is Chris Phelan filling in for him today. We have Kristen Kaprowski. I said it right again. That's good. Talk a little bit about genetic testing and counseling, some of the programs at Hunterdon Healthcare. Maybe we'll take our quick break and we come back, because I know I see it an awful lot now, advertisements, whether it's on the internet or on the radio or on TV, about all of these self-diagnostic tests and DNA testing and similar along these lines. Maybe we can talk a little bit about those programs in relation to, you know, what's offered at Hunterdon Healthcare.
Absolutely.
All right. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment after a brief word from our sponsors. You're listening to Hunterdon Chamber Radio, the voice of business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Healthcare's weekly show here every Monday afternoon, 3 o'clock here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and we are streaming live on Facebook today on the Hunterdon Chamber site. Chris Bianco, we have much thanks to him for getting us going on this new adventure. Larry Cartwright, your normal host, is away in a little bit sunnier weather. If you are traveling out there this afternoon, it looks like we are starting to get some precipitation. Sleet and freezing rain is going to continue throughout the early evening hours, but don't fret. By the end of the week, it's going to be 50 degrees. So the temperature goes up, and we'll have no snow until next week, maybe. So want to welcome back Kristen Kaprowski, who is a individual with Hunterdon Healthcare. We're talking about genetic testing and counseling. And Kristen, what's your actual title? I apologize. I didn't share that with our listeners.
My title is that I'm a licensed genetic counselor.
Licensed genetic counselor. Excellent. We were talking about, you know, genetic counseling, a fairly young field, as you shared, you know, with our listeners before. Right before the break, I was sharing, it seems like our airwaves are inundated, you know, with commercials about genetic testing and trying to get in touch with your ancestry and DNA testing and a lot of things, which often I think in individuals' minds may raise some suspicion versus coming to, you know, traditionally through your doctor, through specialists, through licensed individuals such as yourself. So maybe you could share a little bit about, you know, those types of products and what Hunterdon Healthcare is offering as well to consumers.
Sure. And you're absolutely right that these things are exploding in popularity. I read an article just recently that Ancestry DNA is estimated to have sold about 1.5 billion test kits between Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Wow.
Likewise, 23andMe was the fifth and then the fourth best-selling item on Amazon during that weekend. So
really?
A lot of people got these as holiday gifts.
Sure.
Or maybe for themselves.
Okay.
And these tests are offered by many different companies. A lot of them do at least the Ancestry piece, but some of them, probably the most well-known is 23andMe, are offering some health information along with that Ancestry test now. And the health information that they offer comes in different forms. They're looking at potentially some risk for adult onset medical conditions like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. They're also looking at carrier status for some genetic diseases that might affect a child if you have a baby later on. But there are important limitations to keep in mind with these tests. And they don't always spell that out in the ad, of course, because they want you to think that you're getting...
They want to sell that product.
Exactly. They want you to think you're getting real solid medical information.
Sure.
But it's not that they're misleading the public, but you just need to be informed and you need to understand how the test is being done and what it's not looking for, most of all. So the new service that Hunterdon is offering is actually a free educational session that we do one-on-one with anyone who's done one of these tests and would like to come in and review the results with us.
Okay.
And so we ask people to just bring in the copy of their report from whatever company they chose to pursue the test with and to come with questions. And we generally go over an explanation of how the test was done, how it's different from some of the genetic tests that we do, for example, in our cancer counseling context, and what are some things that might be worth bringing up with your primary care physician or another doctor.
Yeah, I'm curious, how are, and I'm sure it's very different based on the doctor, but how are like primary care doctors looking at these over the, I wouldn't call them over the counter, but I guess, you know, these types of tests, Ancestry.com and, you know, the 23andMe, how are they approaching these, you know, from their practice perspective? I don't know if patients are bringing these into, you know, office visits, or I'm sure you're hearing some things from feedback wise from healthcare professionals at the system, within the system.
Yeah, I think it's kind of hard to say. It's not something that's been studied very well at this point, but just anecdotally, based on what I've asked of patients I've met with and doctors I've met with, is that people kind of feel like, I've gotten everything I need from this report. Maybe I don't need to share it with your doctor. And as a genetic counselor, I would say you absolutely should share this information with your doctor because there may be some information in there that just prompts additional workup or helps your doctor to ask more questions about how to best care for you.
And I would think there is, I haven't seen a copy of one of these tests, but I'm sure there's a lot of, like you said, nuances and differences within these testing fields that are going to raise questions. And I think, you know, from someone who would, you know, take the test, you would just wouldn't want to put all your surety. It's almost like individuals that choose to maybe go online and draw up their legal documents. Not saying it's a bad thing, I guess, but, you know, not using an attorney, a professional, is probably, you know, a very different experience than trying to do it yourself.
I think where a service like ours can really help people is to understand all of the language that goes into these reports. So, for example, if you say, well, I'm really curious about whether I have a risk for Alzheimer's disease because maybe that was in my family, and you do the 23andMe test and it says you don't have the variant that we test for that increases your risk.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that you can't possibly get Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you're not at risk. It just means that you don't have that one particular risk factor that they tested for. So, what does that really mean in terms of your risk? Well, that depends on a lot of different things. And that's partly where we come in, but even more so where a conversation with your primary care doctor can be very important.
And I guess there are differences in terms of some of the testing. I guess one of the testings that's done, you know, somebody that either may have cancer or have a family risk, the heredity cancer testing is different than some of these, you know, products like Ancestry.com or 23andMe, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
What would be some of the differences in those, you know, types of tests, the heredity cancer testing would do versus, you know, again, one of these other, you know, products?
Sure. So the technology behind the two tests is very different, first of all. These direct-to-consumer or at-home DNA tests are looking at one place in maybe a few different genes that might be changed for certain people.
Okay.
They're not spelling out the whole length of a gene, though. So they're only looking at certain points in the DNA that are commonly changed.
Okay.
The kind of testing that we do to look for hereditary cancer is much more comprehensive in that it spells out the entire length of the gene. It looks for different types of DNA changes. And we know that if that test is negative, we've ruled out nearly all potential mutations in that gene as opposed to just one place that's different. The other key difference is that these at-home DNA tests aren't generally looking for something that has any critical medical actionability to it. So if we did a hereditary cancer test, we might find that someone's at a very high risk for breast cancer and might benefit from more screening or screening sooner than average. Whereas, in general, the things that you'll find on an at-home DNA test are less impactful on your risk and less likely to be something actionable.
Now, are these tests that are offered, you know, online to buy the kit and take it in, are they overseen by the FDA or any regulatory body?
So, in general, it is a good idea to look for a company that does their testing in what's called a CLIA-certified lab.
Okay.
And CLIA is basically just a credentialing to justify that the test that they're doing in the lab is valid and it's accurate and they're doing what they claim that they're doing in terms of the test.
Okay.
So, in general, that's the good benchmark to look for. Now, the FDA really regulates devices more so than the content of the report, but the FDA also has kind of stepped in with regard to direct-to-consumer testing in the genetics world because there's kind of a blurry line.
Sure.
What's the difference between the device and the report? The kit that you collect your spit in versus the the text that you get back on the report or when you log in online. So there are certain conditions that the FDA has now cleared 23andMe specifically to report health risk information about. But at this point, there are no other companies or other tests that have been submitted for this type of validation. It's likely to be something that evolves with time.
Sure.
I would say consult with a genetic counselor or with a primary care physician about any questions related to these conditions.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about, when we come back from our break here, about some of the programs, the offerings. I'm sure there are some sessions that folks can get some more information on if they'd like to come out. But if you're just joining us here this afternoon on the 100 in Healthcare Show, this is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright this Monday afternoon with Kristen Kaprowski, who is a licensed genetic counselor, talking about some of the offerings now that 100 in Healthcare has around family risk assessment, some of their programs. And we'll be back in just a few moments here on 100 in Chamber Radio, the voice of business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
It's been devastated by the cuts that have gone through on the Obama administration. As you saw, we had a national defense briefing from the CIA, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense General Mattis, going through of the challenges around the world and making sure that America is continued to be safe.
Right.
And those are the things that we talked about for a day and a half.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy talking about the budget and what was accomplished over the weekend at Camp David as Republicans huddled to come up with an agenda for 2018. Democrats and Republicans have until January 19th to come up with a new spending bill. Many rural Americans do feel that Washington is out of touch with them. Congresswoman Liz Cheney talks about what many rural Americans she speaks with are looking for in a president.
A president who understands fundamentally that people need to be able to make their own decisions, that the government needs to get out of the way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. 833-39-BIBLE.
A contentious interview at CNN led to President Trump tweeting once again. Here's USA Radio Network's Doug Christian with the story.
Jake Tapper cuts an interview short on CNN's State of the Union Sunday with White House advisor Stephen Miller.
For the American people,
I get it.
The real experience
Donald Trump. There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious.
No,
you're being a factotum in order to please him, okay?
No.
And I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time.
You know
Thank
who I care
Stephen.
About?
As Republicans,
hey, Jake,
lawmakers call for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign.
After that, Miller was escorted off the CNN set after refusing to leave voluntarily, reports Business Insider. Meanwhile, President Trump tweeted, Jake Tapper of fake news CNN just got destroyed in his interview with Stephen Miller of the Trump administration.
NBC is facing backlash on social media for a tweet calling Oprah Winfrey the future president. Now, the tweet was sent out by a third party and since has been removed. For more on this story and more, please check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul spoke to CNN's Michael Smirkanish this past weekend. Paul had a prediction when it comes to the Attorney General's position on marijuana.
I predict that Sessions is not going to be victorious on this. And unfortunately, it's for a reason that I don't get excited about. It's because the states want to collect all those taxes, so it becomes this tax issue. I want to legalize freedom. I don't want to just do it because the states are going to get more revenues, but it's going to help us, you know, cancel out this bad move by Sessions.
The Department of the Interior is replacing an Obama-era policy that suspended development of offshore oil and gas resources. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The undo by the Trump administration essentially opens all of the nation's outer continental shelf to energy exploration and production. A draft five-year proposal calling for 47 lease sales in 25 of 26 planning areas. The Center for Biological Diversity is calling the plan appalling. It's predicting it would lead to disasters like the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Background checks for gun purchases fell last year after a record-breaking 2016 in what analysts are calling the official end to the Obama-era gun boom. The National Instant Crime Background Check System ran 25 million checks in 2017. That's down from about 27 million in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, welcome back to the Hunterdon Healthcare Show here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright this afternoon. We're joined by Kristen Kaprowski. She is a licensed genetic counselor, but we're talking about genetic testing and counseling. Here are some of the services offered by Hunterdon Healthcare. Just a quick update on the weather. It is getting a little bit more overcast there. Precipitation is coming down in the area. We continue to see here on the updates that sleet and possibly mixed with freezing rain and ice throughout the drive into the early evening is on the schedule. So if you're out there on the roads, take it slow, take it easy, leave a little extra time. I know a lot of after-school activities, some of the districts even had early dismissals. So if you don't have to be out on the roads, stay home, and we'll have a nice warm streak by the end of the week. We're going to be hitting 50 by Friday. So Well, Kristen, I want to thank you again for spending some time with our guests. We've been having a great conversation about genetic testing and counseling, talking about some of the products that are out there and debunking a little bit of the understanding of how these products work. I'm just wondering, does the Family Risk Assessment Program offer any services in terms of your own at-home DNA tests?
Yes, we do. Actually, it's a brand new service.
Okay.
We're offering free individual education sessions for anyone who's done one of these tests and would like to learn a little bit more about how to understand their result report and what that means for them.
Do you actually offer the actual testing, or do they use their own, they purchase their own, like we talked about 23andMe and Ancestry.com, or do you guys offer the kits themselves?
So we're not offering the kits themselves. Okay. Really, reason being that we don't want to endorse any one particular company.
Sure,
each of them are
sure.
offering different products with different strengths. So the advice that I give to anyone who's considering one of these tests is really just to do your research. Get familiar with the company. Read their informed consent documents and their privacy policies and all of those things just to make sure that you're well-informed about what you're getting yourself into and what information the test will provide.
Is it a requirement for someone, if they're interested in attending one of the upcoming sessions, to actually have done the test prior? They can, or can they just come out and, you know, understand a little bit more about the process itself?
Well, of course, we welcome people to call us with questions, but the education sessions are intended for people who have reports in hand, because that's really when we can provide the most guidance about what to do with that information, who to talk to about it, and what to draw out of that report.
And I guess out of that particular session, there's an opportunity then maybe to set up an individual session and evaluation.
If need be, if we find out based on conversation with that person that maybe they could use genetic counseling about cancer risk, then we would give them options for that. And of course, we would never tell anyone that you have to come to Hunterdon for this service. We do offer it. We would love to see anyone who's interested, but certainly there are many places you can go in New Jersey for that.
In terms of the sessions, how would somebody go about, let's give them some information on getting more information about signing up for one of these sessions, or, you know, even getting in touch with, you know, your department?
Sure. So in general, to get in touch with our department, there are two key pieces of information I would like to put out there.
Sure.
The first is our phone number, which is 908-788-2535. And that's a direct number to the Family Risk Assessment Program. But we also have a website, which is hhsgenetics.org. So that stands for Hunterdon Healthcare System, genetics.org. You can also Google us. I'm sure we'll come up right up front. And that webpage, I think, is a really great resource because it walks the reader through what is an evaluation with us involve. What kinds of questions do we ask about family history, about cancer? What kinds of information should you bring with you to your appointment? How long should you expect to be there? Kind of all those frequently asked questions are addressed there. So we welcome people to check that out and to call us if there's any questions that still come up.
How long are the sessions themselves in terms of if somebody's just coming out to one of the informational sessions? Are those typically last an hour or two? Or?
As far as the at-home DNA testing?
Right.
Those I would say are probably 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how much of how much genetic information or reports the person brings with them and how many questions they have.
And how about the evaluations in office when somebody makes an appointment to come in and sit down? And I guess that varies too based on the type of testing that you may be looking at or doing.
Sure. So for cancer risk assessment, in general, that's a more involved evaluation, of course, because we're not just providing education at that point, but we're also providing an assessment. We're collecting a lot of information in order to do that. So the first visit is typically about 2 hours long.
Okay.
And what that involves is about an hour one-on-one time with a genetic counselor. During that time, we ask information about the family history, mostly focusing on cancers that have been diagnosed in the family, and then discussing genetic testing, if that's appropriate, and what the options would be. And the goal is really to make sure that the person we're meeting with is well-informed about their genetic testing options so that they can decide, do I want this test? Is this information that fits with me and my life right now? Is this something that I'm ready to know? Or is this maybe something I want to defer to another time or maybe not do at all? And we support a decision either way. As long as that's an informed decision, we feel that it's a good decision if it's made by that person for themselves in their best interests.
typically how far back in the evaluation do you go in terms of someone's lineage or history?
So we usually do a 3 to 4 generation family history. So what that means is starting with that person, we'll ask them about their brothers, sisters, their parents, aunts, uncles, first cousins, grandparents, great aunts, great uncles. And then if they have children or if they have nieces and nephews, then that's a fourth generation that, of course, would still be important to ask about.
And if somebody isn't really sure of some of their lineage, you know, how do you guys handle that in terms of the process?
That's a question that comes up a lot. And we just say we get the information that we can and we work with what we know. And we ask a lot of questions, but we certainly don't expect that everyone has all of the answers.
Excuse me, coughing there on the air. So you really put the individual at ease in terms of, you know, what they can provide and what type of information. Is this something that they do with, a brother or sister that can help in terms of, you know, some of the family information? Or is it something typically that, you know, just one person, one individual comes in, or a spouse or someone along those lines, another family member?
We have many patients who come in alone, but we also have many who bring support people with them. And so we welcome that. Oftentimes it is a sibling, it's a mom or dad, it's a spouse. Sometimes the spouse knows more about the family history than the person who's being evaluated.
Okay.
However we get that information, we welcome all those contributors.
It's very positive. Just on an aside, the at-home testing, not to go back down there, but I just popped into my head, relative to HIPAA in terms of, you know, patient confidentiality and the like, are these, and maybe off topic, but, you know, are these, you know, secure avenues in which that you can share your personal health information and family information?
My answer to that is going to sound a little bit cautious.
That's okay. Sure.
I think it's hard for me to answer as a blanket statement because every company has different policies. And there are so many companies that do this testing out there.
Right.
So
that's fair.
To echo something I said before, do your reading, do your research. And if you have any question about, is, you know, when I log into this portal to get my results, is that encrypted? Is there any way that this this could be shared with people other than me? Call the company, ask them how they handle that, and ask them what they do to protect your privacy.
I guess you would come to a point in your own due diligence and research where you feel comfortable then taking it to the next level and utilizing that testing service.
For myself?
For just in terms of a recommendation, I would think, like, I would want to, you know, like you do as you suggest, reach out to that company, do some background on it,
sure
that I'm comfortable with it before I go ahead and take that particular, test or application.
Yep.
What are some things when the evaluation is taking place at Huntern Healthcare within, you know, your department that you look for in terms of triggers? That was something we talked off the during one of our breaks. Mm-hmm. Some of those triggers that, may, again, make you look at, a different area, different, focus, come up with some other things that may lead to other testing or the like.
Sure. So I'm going to frame my answer to this question with respect to cancer risk.
Okay.
Because that's really where we're doing the evaluation. And so if you and your family have known someone who's been diagnosed with cancer under the age of 50, regardless of what type of cancer that's been, that's something worth bringing up.
Okay.
If there have been multiple generations of cancer in the family, so for example, maybe a grandparent and then an aunt or uncle and then a sibling, especially if that's all in the same bloodline on your mother's side or all on your father's side, then that's another important clue. We look for patterns of cancers in a family. So, for example, if there's been a lot of breast cancer in a family or a lot of GI system cancers like colon or stomach, then that also could be a clue that there could be a genetic risk involved. So if you or your family members have any of those triggers or those sort of flags in the history, then we would advise you to give us a call and see if maybe an evaluation would be of benefit.
Excellent. Well, if you're just joining us here on Huntern Chamber Radio, this is the Huntern Healthcare Show, which comes to us every Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright, joined here this afternoon by Kristen Karpowski. I'm doing okay?
Yep.
I hope I'm not murdering your last name. Okay. And we're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up, kind of summarize a little bit about the genetic testing and counseling services offered by Huntern Healthcare, give out some contact information as well, and we want to encourage you to stay tuned here throughout the rest of the afternoon on Huntern Chamber Radio. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we've got Georgine Trinkle with Hot in Huntern. followed at 5 o'clock by the Celebration Hour with Ruth Ann. Stay tuned here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
To WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is the Hunterdon Healthcare Show, which comes to you every Monday afternoon, live here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright, who is in sunny Cancun. So we got to send our best to Larry. Maybe he's listening to us down on one of the beaches. But if you are driving out there this afternoon, we've been giving the weather an update throughout the day. The roads are getting slick. Precipitation is falling. The forecast continues to indicate that we're going to get a mix of freezing rain, sleet, and snow through the early hours this evening. So if you don't have to be out on the roads, take it slow. If you do, allow plenty of extra time, but if you can stay home or stay in, that would be a great thing for everyone. Want to welcome back here as we wrap up. Really want to thank you, Kristen, for taking time to be with us here today. Kristen is a licensed genetic counselor from Hunterdon Healthcare. We've been talking about genetic testing and counseling, some very very interesting information, very useful information for our listeners. Let's just again, maybe in the last few minutes, kind of re-clarify, because I hope I didn't confuse our guests. You're doing a great job, and I was jumping between some topics on questions there, but there are two very kind of distinct services that you provide through the genetic testing and counseling services of Hunterdon Healthcare.
Yeah, so the service that we have done for many years at this point related to cancer risk assessment has really been the core of our practice for a long time. And that's a service that we offer to patients who may have or may not have had cancer themselves, but may also have cancer in their family histories. And the goal of that service is to help people better understand their risk for cancer in the first place, or their risk to get cancer again later on, and also the risk that their family members may have to develop cancer. The goal of that evaluation is to help understand what preventative measures can be taken, what screening tests would be appropriate, and is there anything a person can do to reduce or lower their risk for cancer. And then the second service, which is much newer, that we've actually just started offering late last year, is an educational service related to direct-to-consumer or at-home DNA testing. Okay. So for those people who have heard of companies like Ancestry, 23andMe, FamilyTree DNA, and so forth, we are now offering free one-on-one education sessions to anyone who has a test result report that they would like to learn more about, just reading through it, understanding the terminology that's used, and what they can draw out of that report that may be useful to them.
And it also sounds like it's always a good idea to, you know, maybe talk to your primary care physician if you are, you know, dealing with a family member or you yourself with cancer as a patient, to talk to your oncologist and kind of talk that through from the medical side, and combine that then with the services of Hunterdon Healthcare.
Yes, we are big advocates for having a healthcare home.
Sure.
Your primary care doctor is ultimately the link between all of the specialists that you see. And we really try to have great communication with primary care doctors, OBGYNs, oncologists, gastroenterologists, and all of the physicians that our patients need to see as part of their care. But often your first line of defense is going to that primary care doctor to see, who do I need to see to address this question that I have?
Sure. And that makes total sense. Well, I want to, you know, before we, you know, finish today, again, share with our listeners ways in which they can get in touch. I know you have an awful lot of information. You can share a little bit more about that on your website. We are so tech-focused today. Folks like to, you know, do a lot of homework and a lot of research, you know, online. But it's important you get the right information. So I'm sure by visiting, you know, the site for genetic testing and counseling at the healthcare system, you're going to get the right information.
Yes, the website is actually pretty new as well. We got that up and running early last year. And the website address is hhsgenetics.org. If you go to the website, you'll see a number of different pages. One of them goes over just an overview of our program. We have our staff bios there, so I am one of the genetic counselors, but we also have Rachel Rando, who is a licensed genetic counselor, and Mary Vecchio, who is our advanced practice nurse. They are wonderful colleagues. They're both experts in the program, and we all are involved in some way, shape, or form with each of the patients that come in to see us. In addition, we have frequently asked questions about the program that'll address what happens during the visit, is this covered by my insurance, what should I bring with me, and so forth, as well as some forms and paperwork that might need to be completed prior to the visit.
Excellent. So it's a great resource to do that. You also mentioned, I'm sure, if somebody Googles genetic testing and counseling at Hunterdon Healthcare, that would be a quick way to you know, get that information as well. And again, I guess in closing, what would be some you know, just information you'd like to share about this process? I know sometimes, you know, when you're in the midst of dealing yourself or with a loved one with a medical issue, it can be very stressful. It can be very overwhelming. So, you know, I know you have that type of patient that you see. And then also on the other side, individuals that are looking, you know, again, on the preventative side, which I know is something that the hospital has been wonderful at stressing. Hunterdon County still continues to be the healthiest county in New Jersey, and in large part because of the wealth of services like this genetic testing and counseling that our system provides to our residents and those that you know, participate in opting to have their health care through Hunterdon Healthcare.
Yeah, at the Family Risk Assessment Program, we really try and focus on each individual as a whole person. And part of that involves just having the time to spend with someone and really learn about all of the things that motivated them to come in, to consider testing, or what they might be considering in terms of what to do with those results or how they might affect their plans for their care moving forward. We spend, like I mentioned before, about 2 hours just at the first visit with every patient for cancer risk assessment. And then when they come in for their second visit, we usually spend another hour and a half to 2 hours with that person. And our goal is really to make sure that we're meeting that person where they're at and addressing the goals that they hope to address when they come in for the visit. We want everyone to know that coming in to see us does not mandate that you have genetic testing. Some people may come in because their doctor said, you know, I really want you to think about having this test. And then maybe they meet with us and they decide this is just not the right time for me. And that's okay too. And we can still give that person a lot of information about, even without genetic testing, what can you do to help prevent or screen for cancer? And we want everyone to know that we see both sides of it, and it's not just all about that BRCA test or about that blood draw.
Excellent. Well, let's give out that information one more time, Kristen, to our listeners and our viewers today on Facebook Live for ways in which that they can get in touch with genetic testing and counseling services through Hunterdon Healthcare.
Sure. So our program's phone number, which is probably the best way to reach us, is 908-788-2535. When you call that number, you will get either myself or Rachel or Mary, my colleagues, and you can call us with questions or to schedule an appointment. And in addition, we have our website, which is hhsgenetics.org, and we have all of our contact information there as well.
Excellent. Well, I really want to thank you, Kristen Kaprowski, for taking time to be with us here this afternoon on the Hunterdon Healthcare Show. And I want to extend an invitation. One of our initiatives in partnership with the Hunterdon Healthcare System and many other businesses in the county, we launched about 2 years ago, the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. So now if you've heard about our program, it's still in its infancy, but we've got a program coming up this Friday morning over at Hunterdon Regional Health for businesses, employers, individuals to come out and hear Dr. Bob Atkins. He's with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the New Jersey Health Institute, to talk about building a culture of health within your organization. So we'd love to reach out to you in the future and see how we can get some information to pass on to our employers here in Hunterdon County.
Absolutely. Any Excellent. Of us are happy to help out, so thank you for having
Excellent.
Me.
Excellent. Well, thank you, and drive safe today. I want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us here on another edition of the Hunterdon Healthcare Show. Larry Cartwright will be off next week again. We've got the Martin Luther King Day holiday, so in observance of that, back the following week. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Hunterdon Healthcare. Stay tuned for our next show, Hot in Hunterdon at 4 o'clock, followed by the celebration hour with Ruth Ann Disitel. So stay tuned here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Be well and be safe. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
It's been devastated by the cuts that have gone through on the Obama administration. As you saw, we had a national defense briefing from the CIA, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense General Mattis, going through of the challenges around the world and making sure that America is continued to be safe. Right. And those are the things that we talked about for a day and a half.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy talking about the budget and what was accomplished over the weekend at Camp David as Republicans huddled to come up with an agenda for 2018. Democrats and Republicans have until January 19th to come up with a new spending bill. many rural Americans do feel that Washington is out of touch with them. Congresswoman Liz Cheney talks about what many rural Americans she speaks with are looking for in a president.
A president who understands fundamentally that people need to be able to make their own decisions, that the government needs to get out of the way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, health care expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about. And that can help you sleep better at night. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. 833-39-BIBLE.
A contentious interview at CNN led to President Trump tweeting once again. Here's USA Radio Network's Doug Christian with the story.
Jake Tapper cuts an interview short on CNN's State of the Union Sunday with White House advisor Stephen Miller.
For the American people,
I get it.
The real experience of Donald Trump.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious.
No,
you're being a factotum in order to please him. Okay.
No.
And I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time.
You know who I care about.
As Republicans,
hey,
lawmakers
Jake,
call
you know
for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign.
After that, Miller was escorted off the CNN set after refusing to leave voluntarily, reports Business Insider. Meanwhile, President Trump tweeted, Jake Tapper of fake news CNN just got destroyed in his interview with Stephen Miller of the Trump administration.
NBC is facing backlash on social media for a tweet calling Oprah Winfrey the future president. Now, the tweet was sent out by a third party and since has been removed.